I think most of you have at least probably heard by now that something different is going on August the 6th. I told you last week, I reminded you last week, back to Father's Day, we first mentioned this idea as a challenge to our fathers to really try to really get your family committed and plugged in to an opportunity to serve. And Tony came up last week and gave you some specifics, but I'm going to ask him to come back up this morning because I want you to see what he's wearing, first of all. I don't know if you like that or not, but he makes that look a little bit more filled out than I would. But Tony, tell me about August the 6th. When we come that morning, what's going to be different?
Okay, on Sunday, August the 6th, when you come in, everybody needs to be wearing your shirt. The shirts are free. You can grab one right out in the back lobby today. And on Sunday, August the 6th, wear your shirt. Different will be only one service. We're going to combine our services, have a 9 a.m. service, worship service. And then on that day, after our 9 a.m. worship service, we're going to divide up into our groups. We're going to go and serve. We're going to help people and affect people's lives.
How many different events do we have currently, and do we have any new ones?
Yes, we have 11 different events, and they are events that are designed for all ages, all walks of life, all types of service, ranging from serving meals to Christian Manor, serving meals to Matthew 25 downtown, which is, if you don't know Matthew 25, it is a homeless shelter for mostly veterans, but it is a really cool place, really neat place. We're going to have two block parties going on at the same time. We are going to be doing backpacks for Sumner County, backpacks for the homeless. We have 11 different projects going on. And let me just tell you about a new one that we've got coming up this week. The Whitehursts are going to be team leaders. We've had a call from Gene Brown Elementary, a fantastic call that said, hey, you think you might have some people that would be able to paint a classroom? I've got a teacher that doesn't have any family to come help, that needs some help painting. I said, fantastic, great, we've got it. And so the Whitehursts are going to be heading that up. So if you can't do anything else, you can paint. I know you can paint, so get involved with some of that.
So what else do we need to do, though? I mean, we've got 2 weeks now. What should we be doing right now to get ready for that?
Okay, so right now, what we need for you to do, most of all, is to sign up. Well, you can sign up out back as you get your t-shirt. You can sign up out back. You can also sign up online, even right now. Just get your phone out, get your iPad out, and just go to hendersonville.org, and you can sign up online right now. We need to know who is going to be in what projects. And so we need to know how much manpower we have. Our project leaders need to know who they've got on their team so they can be contacting you. That is the most important thing. And then certainly let's pray for all the events that are going on across our city. And let me tell you, the word is out. I've already had a couple of conversations this week, one with some managers at Dollar General who just think this is an amazing thing. They're just unbelievable at what we are willing to do. Also, the Board of Education, they've called, and they are very excited as well.
Good deal. Tony, thank you so much for everything I know you're doing, Brian doing, the rest of the staff's doing. But thank you all. I know that you all have been signing up. But please, go ahead and make it a point today. Sign up in the foyer. Go online and serve. This is something that you hear us talk about all the time, connecting Christ with community, reflecting Jesus. This is a wonderful opportunity for us as a church family to make a difference in the lives of the people who live just right around this building. All the families and children that go to Gene Brown, the apartments down there on Center Point, Hickory Point. Is that what the name of it is, Tony? That apartment complex down there? I mean, just us being able to make a difference in this community. Let's go ahead, though, right now, and I want to pray for that day. So let's go ahead and bow as we look forward to Sunday, August the 6th. Holy Father, thank you so much for your tremendous blessing on our life. Father, we recognize that because we have you, we have everything. We have an amazing hope to spend the rest of our life here on this earth with you, and Father, the rest of our lives eternally with you. And Father, because of you and because of that power that you have given to us through your Spirit and because of the life that we now have, Father, we want to make sure that other people know about you. And Father, one of the wonderful ways that you've given us the ability to do this is just by sharing your love with people. And Father, we just lift up Sunday, August the 6th, as a tremendous opportunity for us as your followers here to just be used by you so that there are people in this community, there are people in this city, there are people in this county that will come to know of your love for them, Father, through us. Father, I just pray that you'll empty us, that, Father, we will be willing to surrender to you, that on a day like today, on a day like that, Father, you can receive all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Father, be with that day. Be with those who have signed up already to help. Be with those who've agreed to be leaders of these individual projects. Father, we just ask that you'll be with them as they continue to plan and to get ready. And Father, as always, we just give you everything and all the honor that we can. Father, be with us this morning. Watch over us as we continue, as we worship you together. It's through your Son's name that we pray. Amen.